the west in Devonshire lived a maid of beauty rare. Pretty Peggy was her name. So much beauty, so much duty, Peggy there had all the fame. Wheresoe'er that you're walking, or of whatsoever talking, pretty Peggy must come in. So much beauty, so much duty, not to worship were a sin. Fate that many a one does flatter, told of this the truth of the matter, to a young and lovely knight. One loved pleasure more than treasure, beauty was his chief delight. Straight he was with love involved, and to try it was resolved, if that Peggy would be kind, but did never meet with ever such a face or such a mind. When he first beheld the creature, all her charms were learned by nature, neither spots nor tower she wore, but was singing and a-spinning at her poor old father's door. When she saw him, she retired, but his senses were so sired at that little interview. Stay, he said, the lovely maid, for now I swear report is true. Straightways then he went unto her, and with all his art did woo her, kissed her hands and blessed her eyes, proffed her treasure for his pleasure, but alas, she still denies. Golden promises he made her, and with vows would fain persuade her, but her virtue was too strong. All his art ne'er wrought her heart, though poor Peggy was but young. Quoth he, dear Peggy, be not cruel to yourself, and be my jewel. Leave your homely rural sport, be but mine, thou shalt shine amongst the glorious stars at court. Oh, the pride of London city, that can make proud ladies pretty, with what changes affords that's rare, all shall be my dear for thee, and none with Peggy may compare. Sir, quoth she, do not endeavor, the poor daughter of a weaver has a heart of virtuous mold, that no pride can draw aside to be corrupted by your gold. Then quoth he, dear Peggy, maybe you'll deny to be a lady. Tell me how that suits your mind. Sir, quoth she, my poor degree is still to humble thoughts confined. For that, quoth he, I ne'er will fault thee, but for humbleness exalt thee. Thou this day my bride shall be. Then he tarried till they married, and Lady Margaret was she. You may think her friends consented, and that she was well contented, and I'm sure so was the knight. All the day they kiss and play, and God knows what they did at night. Now you see how she regarded, for her virtue how rewarded, made a lady for her parts, raised to power without dower, only by her own deserts. You that would be great as she is, and would have a knight as he is, let her virtues be your guide. To London fair they did repair the knight and his beloved bride. Now she hath no other care but to please her only dear, serve her father and her knight, all his treasure at her pleasure, to be her joys be his delight. Now she hath no other care but to please her only dear, serve her father and her knight, all his treasure at her pleasure, be her joys, be his delight.